most of us, when we're learning in yeshiva, so we have a pretty good idea, we've spoken about ideas like this in the past, of what a Gemara sugya looks like and how you would piece together a sugya in Gemara. I would use the Gemara, I would be able to find, probably fairly comfortably, especially on many of the Masechtas, the Rishonim there, I would see a Rashi, I would see a Tosfos, I would be able to know, I'm learning Baba Kama, there's a Rashba, that there are, again, I can have a Kovetz, I can look it open. Many of us would know, even on those Masechtas, which Achronim to look at. If you look around the base Medrash, so you would know that there are Achronim out there, that there's a Rav Nacham, there's Rishim Ashirim of people that are saying Lamdas on a Daf. There are people, if you're into like those kinds of Achronim that summarize for you, the Raid Sfarim, you can look at the Sifta, look at the Oel Torah, or Dvar Yaakov. There are a lot of Sfarim, if we're learning Gemara on our own independently, where it'd be clearer sort of like what we do and where we look. We spend a lot of time, you know, figuring out how you would analyze the machlokas and how you would organize it and things like that, and understand the Rishon well. But as a whole, where to look and what to do, I imagine many of us would probably have a pretty good idea. We could recommend pretty clearly what we think makes the most sense. It gets very hard, though, when you start learning Masechtas that don't have Gemara. For the majority of Seder Zrayim, other than Brachos, for Taros, other than Nida, and for scattered Masechtas throughout Shas, we really only have Mishnah. And if you want to just learn Mishnah in order to get some basic familiarity with ideas, so I learn Mishnah, I can learn it with Kehati, I can learn it with the Bar Tanura, I can learn it to be able to get some understanding of what's going on in the Mishnah. The challenge is, what if you want to learn those areas of Shas, you want to learn those Be'ian also? What if I am learning Maseches Trumos and I want to spend some more time, maybe not learning all of Trumos Be'ian at this point, but I want to see there's a Sugya that interests me. And I want to know where to look. And if even if I was learning in Bekiyas and something came up, so I would look in a Rashba, or I would look at an Achron, and I'm learning Trumos, and I'm in the Mishnah, and I say, okay, so now what happens? And if I did want to learn Mikvos, let's say, for a year, or Para, or Negayim, or Trumos, or Bikurim, or Meister Sheni, or things like that, so what exactly does one do to be able to learn it well? That's part of the challenge. Coupled with that challenge is that it's not a challenge that we want to give into. It's not something that we want to give up on. We want to be people, this is one of the critiques in the early years, I think, of Daf Yomi, was Daf Yomi was on Gemara. It's not really a critique, it just means you should be doing more. That Daf Yomi, there are other Mishnayos, Mishnayos that I may not come across as part of Daf Yomi, and therefore I should try to, you know, see even more. And Baruch Hashem, I think there are more and more programs like that. But the things I want to know, especially if you're living in Eretz Yisrael, as an example, we're not that far off from a Shemitah year. And you want to learn Shemitah or Shviyas Sugyas. So like, what do you do when you learn the Mishnayos? And what do you want to know? How we Paskin? And what do you do in those things? Which is a little bit more challenging if it's not in always the classical Sfarim that we may be more used to and that we may be more familiar with. So what exactly do we do? How do we navigate these things as best possible? There are also, I'll just point out very briefly, we have a shiur a couple of years ago on three Mahalchim and how you learn Mishnah. We're not speaking about that right now. We're speaking much more practically. What do you do? What are, I guess, tricks of the trade, if there is a trade, and if I know the tricks? So what exactly does one do? Or, to be really honest, just what do I do if I have to give shiurim and things like that, which we have this chus of learning on Thursday nights, those kinds of topics. So what do you do? What do you do? So I'm going to describe, I think, four Mahalchim, four approaches. I didn't write learn Yerushalmi there to fill that is a mahalach, but I'm not going to speak like that, and I have less familiarity with that. I've not really learned anything other than isolated Yerushalmis. I don't mean like Masechtas, I mean like small pieces and places. Not like, yeah, I've only done the Yerushalmi's rhyme. That wasn't one of those kinds of references. If I had learned it, I'm not sure I could have controlled myself from dropping that fact anyway. So I really haven't. Yerushalmi only is over there, and it's not touched anywhere near often enough. Let's talk about four approaches of things you could do when learning Mishnah that I think are important to know. The first approach is to learn Mishnah and utilize Mifarshim. The same way in Chumash, if many of us had to put together a Chumash here, so we definitely read Chumash, and we definitely emphasize Pshat, we definitely be thinking, but we know in a Mikros Kedolo is like where the Rishonim are. So the same thing is true when it comes to Mishnayos, there are different Mifarshim, and it's important to know of the different Mifarshim. Here I want to speak about, you know, three things. Kehati is very helpful for explaining the Pshat of a Mishnah. The Pshat of a Mishnah is very helpful. It's sometimes, as he does a very good job, sometimes, or maybe often, I don't know, of giving you, like, other ways that other Rishonim happen to, the ways that other Rishonim happen to learn Mishnah. So that's there, and that's in Kahati. There are two other places that are very helpful as far as more of the standard Mefarshim. Many of us may have seen like the Yachin Uvoaz Mishnayas, like a standard Mishnayas. When you open it up, you see like a Bar Tanura and a Tosfos Yantif. You see on the bottom Melech HaShlomo and a Tiferes Yisrael. You have a Kivi Eger on the side sometimes. And you have a variety of Achronim that write on Mishnayas. And if I want to learn Mishnayas, they will often be very helpful. What is sometimes not as appreciated is that in all of like the Shases that you have, like in my Shas here, Brachos, with there is Zrayim. If you open up, they have the Mishnayas also. On the side of the page of the Mishnah, you get to more Rishonim. So you have the Rambam and you have the Rosh. There Hagos, Hagra there also. You have the Rosh, sorry, and the Rosh and Shurim Masechtas. And you have Rishonim, which you could learn also. So the first Mahalach would be to learn those Mefarshim, to do a good job of the Mefarshim. Here's a trick, though, if we're talking about like of the trade. There are new editions of these Mefarshim that are increasingly at least put out by different Kolalim and different Batei Medrash. So I think in Lakewood, they've put out on different Masechtas. I think if I have a good example of one here. I don't know where I put it because it was too big to fit on a shelf. There's like a, I got a Shvius, or even on a Masechus, on a Yadayim. Right? There are different Masechus where people have taken the Mishnayos, they've taken the Rambam and the Rash, and they have, as a result, actually not if you pick that, that'll be helpful for later, where there's like a, where they put out a Rambam or a Rash or whatever it is, and what they do is they footnote the Rambam and the Rash in a way which can be very, very helpful. And so that can point you to additional Makoros that may come up. They did put out, which is how take that approach, or here's a statement called Otzer HaShvius. It's on Mesech HaShvius. And what they have in there, again, I'm sorry, this is like a lot of like technical, practical stuff, but what they have is the Yerushalmi and Shvius in the beginning. After Yerushalmi and Shvius, with some additional Perushim, they then have Mishnayos Shvius with the Rambam and the Rash in a very clear print, with the Rush, with some others, the Grush, with some Ha'aras on the side. They then have more Mefarshim there. Then you get the other Mishnah, which is with the Bar Tanura, Tovas Yantif, Tiferes Yisrael, Mishnah Mishona, etc. So you can find different Mesechtas. If you want to learn it, like in a copy like this, that will give you sort of an overview of all of those, many of them with footnotes. That's the first Mahalach of what you could do, that, you know, that works. The second Mahalach is to use tools that we know of, but we're not always aware they exist on Mishnayos also. The second is to find the Gemara. To find the Gemara and then learn the Sugya through a Gemara. As an example, tonight we're giving Shir in Mikvos on Hamshacha. So, I don't know, how am I going to find Torah on that? So the answer is, there's a Gemara in Tmura on Daf Yud Beis that discusses it. So if I know it's in Tmura on Daf Yud Beis, so it's hard to find Lamda sometimes. But you know who wrote on Tmura? The Brisker Rav. Or at least his Shiurim are out on Tmura. So I can go to Tmura Daf Yud Beis. I can then find the Mefarshim that are there in Tmura Daf Yud Beis. There's a very important Tosfos there, Rashi and Tosfos there. There's an important Brisker Rav there. And suddenly that can become to find the Gemara. Now, how do you find the Gemara? Wouldn't it be awesome if I didn't know that there was a Gemara in Tmura and Daf Yud Beis when I was learning that? So how do you find the Gemara? So let's say, as an example, anyone know how you find the Gemara? Let's say you were learning Gemara Baba Kama, and you wanted to know where else in Shas this is quoted. How would you find the Gemara? What would you use? Mesoros HaShas. Well, guess what? If you open up Zrayim here on the in this, which is a standard copy of Zrayim, on the side there is a Mesoros HaShas. So I could know, as an example, without knowing this, that in the second parak of Shvius, did you know that Mishnah Vav there comes up in Yevamos on Daf Pei Gimel? So I didn't know that. I don't know what it's about. I didn't even look at it. But the Mesoros HaShas actually exists on the Tadolos, which is a wonderful resource to direct you. What you're trying to do then is to go back to your home court. You know, if I find a Mishnah, I'm not sure how to navigate that. I'm not as familiar with the Rambam and the Rash. Well, guess what? I can go and I can find the Gemara, and I can work off that Gemara also. There's an additional tool that one can use. They emit from their mitzvah. Many of the standard Mefarshim, even if you don't want to look at the Mesoros HaShas for whatever reason, or as many of us know, Mesoros HaShas is sometimes misleading. You know, it's like seven Gemaras of the exact same thing. I'm like, which is the really important one? How do I know which Gemara is to really look at? So that's where the Mefarshim, if I see that the Rambam or the Rash are speaking about a particular Gemara, I don't even have to understand the Gemara yet. I'm not even going to. As an example, I will open up the Rash in Shvius here. This page was opened randomly. But he quotes a Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Nun. He seems to be really speaking about this Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Nun. Or he says, I don't know, I have a kasha from a Gemara Shon and Daf Yudim Beis. So I'll say, oh, that Gemara probably makes sense to go look there. So the second trick would be, how do I find that Gemara? And the most basic tool is the Mesoras HaShas. That will tell you where it is, just like in Gemara. That'll tell you where it is also. And if I go there, so now I'll be able to use the standard to find the Gemara. Then once I'm in the Gemara, I do all the things I would do in that Gemara. Now, that's easier said than done. Because if the Gemara is pointing to a Gemara in Baba Kama and Daf Beis, so I'm familiar with Baba Kama and Daf Beis, the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, the Achronim in Baba Kama and Daf Beis. But when I get pointed to a Gemara in Tmura and Daf Yud Beis, all that does is open up an additional question, which is, well, who writes on Tmura? What exactly do I do? So at minimum, we know there's a Rashi and Tov. We know there's a Rambam. The more we learn, the more we'll become familiar with different Masechtas. But it's as basic as going down to the Otzer and going to the Tmura section and seeing who wrote on Tmura. That's usually a very good resource. I should have pointed that, and I apologize, I didn't point this out. Even when you learn Mishnayos with Mefarshim Mishnayos, there are some awesome, awesome Svarim that have come out in the last bunch of years that's kedai to be aware of on Mishnayos. As an example, right over there is a Lishay Rabbi Mikhail Milchel, Mikhail Feinstein on Mikvos. It's his Shiur on Mikvos. So I can read, he's the son-in-law of the Brisker Rav, a major Talmud Chacham here at Tisrael. I have that. Mishnas Taros is an amazing set of Svarim on Mishnayos Taros. You can find some Svarim. The Gvuras Yitzchak, Mitzvah Sarutskin from Cleveland and now from Lakewood, I believe that's where he is now, has some fantastic Svarim on Maeser Sheni and Bikurim and Trumos and Maestros. It's unbelievable, the more familiar with it. But those are two Mahalchem so far. Let's go with the third Mahalach. What else could I do? Third Mahalach is use the Rambam. Why use the Rambam? What does the Rambam do that is different than the Rif and many other Mefarshim? The Rambam is on everything. It's Mishnah Torah. So the Rambam is on Zrayim. The Rambam is on Taharos. So I want to find a Rambam. Well, how do I find a Rambam? What could we guess we would do to find the Rambam in light of the previous tool that we learned about what do you think is probably, if they did a good job, probably going to be on every page here. We're in Demai in the 7th Perek. What resource do we have to find Rambams? The answer is Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah. So open up. Did you know that the 7th Perek of Demai, the Rambam speaks about in the 10th Perek of Hilchos Ma'aser Halachas? I didn't know that, but guess what? I just learned it. How did I learn it? By the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah. Now, this Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, is it the best resource in the history of the world that gives you the most important Rambam and every Rambam that's about it, etc.? The answer is Lav Dafka. But what it can do, it is amazing at telling you where are the Rambams. And I can go look at the Rambam. Now, why is it helpful if I want to prepare a sugya to go look at the Rambam? Because Rambam speaks about it. What else will the Rambam be able to do? What am I going to have on the Rambam? A lot of Mefarshim in the Rambam. So now one way that I can sort of find the sugya is I go look at Rambam. And what do I see? I see Nosei Kalim on the side of a Rambam. I see Nosei Kalim on the side of the Rambam. So what am I going to do with Nosei Kalim on the side? I'm going to see a Magen Mishnah, Ketzav Mishnah. I may discover, as is true in Gemara also, that maybe this Rambam no one talks about. And maybe he doesn't add that much on the Mishnah. And maybe there aren't that many Mefarshim. What would you do if you find that no one talks about it? I can't even talk about it. What would you do? Probably move on, just like if you were learning a Gemara Sugya and you found that there's no Rashi, Tovos, Ritva, Rashba, Ramban. There are no Acharim that speak about it. But it seems interesting to you. That's wonderful. But if you can't find anyone talking about it, at some point, it either means you're looking in the wrong places. But if you're looking in the right places, sometimes it means, apparently, it is just not that big of an issue, and you'll move on, and that's fine. But looking at Rambam is very helpful. The other reason why Rambam is helpful, aside from him just definitely talking about it, he's helpful for another reason also, which is that set of Svarim over there, the Rambam, Franco Rambams. What are in the back of the Franco Rambams? And the Zrayim and Tara sections are fantastic. There is the Mafteach. The Mafteach is going to tell you, where did the Rambam, I'm going to do a couple things for you. It's going to tell you who else speaks about the Rambam. It's a great way for finding additional Rishonim and Achronim. Wouldn't you want to know if the sugi that you're learning, if Reb Chaim Brisker has a long Torah about that Mishnah and that Rambam, that would probably tell you if you want to learn a Be'in, certainly in the style of Brisk, you probably want to read that Reb Chaim. If you want to know, is there an Or Sameach? Are there going to be a Tshuva Sarach that speaks about it? If I see that they reference a Ramban and Yevamos about it, I've now found my Ramban and Yevamos, which is really going to matter. Essentially, steps 2 and 3. One is saying, let's play on the Mishnah playing field. Let's learn Mishnayos with the Mefarshim there. Let's just learn even that there is a Rambam and a Rash. Let's learn some of the newer Mefarshim that are out there, some of the newer achorim that are out there. Let's know who has footnotes where we can find the right things. That's learning how to analyze Mishnah as Mishnah. The second approach, two and three, are saying, find somewhere where you feel more comfortable. Find somewhere where you feel more comfortable. That means there's a Gemara about it. Find the Gemara, Mitzvah Shas, and then I'll be able to learn that Gemara well. Find Rambam, a Mishpaner Mitzvah. Find that and be able to learn that. Be able to learn that well. Now we get to the fourth approach, which is my theory, the way that many people that give Shiurim do it. It is the easiest and hardest approach. If you get over the initial hump, it is by far the easiest approach, but getting over that initial hump requires a little bit of research. That approach is to work backwards. Work backwards. The same way that there are people who prepare Shiur who don't just start from the Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos, and read every Rishon, and read every Achron, and they happen to have come across that Me'iri and Avodah Zarah just because they were, you know, in their reading of all Me'iri and Shas, they came across it. But you can work backwards sometimes. There are fantastic Sfarim that give you summaries of topics and wonderful lumdas, and they can help you prioritize what are the things that you most want to look into and are most critical for you to look into. So as an example, maybe I'm giving Shiurim on Mikvaos. Maybe. And maybe if you're giving on Mikvaos, I don't have the time or the ability or whatever it is to just go straight through Maseches Mikvaos. You know why? If I went straight through Maseches Mikvaos, we wouldn't get past the first parak. We don't share that often. It's once a week on Thursday night for a half hour. We wouldn't get that far at all. And what I want to try to do for myself and my own learning, having never learned it before, is to attack and to be able to learn the major sugyas that take place in Mikvaos. But how do I know where that's going to be? So one thing you could do is you first sort of go through the whole Masechta. This is like if you ever learn Ian seriously, or you do learn Ian seriously, if you have to prepare Ian in a very intense way, you'll sometimes, let's say, learn the first parak of Baba Kama first, and you'll note down, like, where are the main sugyas to make sure that you sort of, like, get a handle for things. So if you're learning, remember doing this once with Bikurim, going to give Shiurim on Bikurim. So I learned it's easier to do Bikurim because it's shorter Masechta, and the fourth parak doesn't look at it anyway. So you're able to, like, a little bit more. So you go down and you just organize where are, like, the topics that get addressed and where the Mishnayos, that whatever. That's one way. But sometimes you can just really work backwards. There's some awesome Sfarim out there. There's some awesome Sfarim out there in Zrayim. Some awesome Sfarim out there in Taros. What are examples of awesome Sfarim in Taros? The best or an amazing starting point for the world of Taros, there are two volumes. One of them is Home, because I was preparing Mikvaos. You remember, right there. Sefer called Shari Das. Shari Das on the second shelf at the end there. It's at least two volumes thus far. Shlomo Feldman, I think he's the son of Aaron Feldman from Ner Yisrael, has it's like a reference encyclopedic work on Taros. It is great if you know nothing about Taros. It is great, although I can't speak from personal experience, if you know a whole lot about Taros. What he does is he organizes things based on topics. So if he's talking about mikvaos, so we'll start by talking about mikvah and ma'ayan. And I'll speak about the psul of zochlin. And I'll speak about the psul of she'uvin. And I'll speak about hamshacha. And I'll do those things. And then what you can do is, now I'm going to learn she'uvin. So what's he quoting there? He himself, in many ways, did the work for you already. He's not going to give you all the lumdus of it, but he's going to give you the important dinim and important discussions, and he can direct me where to look, and I'll know more about very important machlokes and rishonim. So as an example, again, theoretically I'm giving shiur and hamshacha tonight, so what would I do? I look there, and I see, you know what? He has six pages on that sugya. He tells me where the main gemaras are, and he tells me to say this halacha, there are six tanaim that you need. So it could be the first 7 minutes of the shiur tonight is going to be in Shari Das. They give you 6 to 7 tanayim that are true to say this din. This is what the din is. This is where it comes in. You're working backwards in a certain sense. That is both the hardest and easiest way to go. The reason why it's the easiest way to go is because he did the work for you already. He has already organized things a lot. And there are people that do things like that. An underrated resource also is the Minchas Chinuch. He summarizes a lot of halakha. If I can find the right Minchas Chinuch, he summarizes things a lot. When you're learning Zra'im, there are some awesome resources when you're learning Zrayim. If I'm learning Orla as an example, I'm going to Yalkut Yosef if I'm learning Orla. If I'm learning Shvius or Trumos, there are different places I'm going to go. The challenge is that it's sometimes, why is this hard to go this way? You have to know where to go. Like, how do I know? I'm learning Maseches Parah right now. So who wrote about Maseches Parah? So the answer may be, could be it's no one. But could be there are Sfarim out there. How do you find Sfarim out there on Meseches Parah? So I will tell you how you don't find them, and I'll let you know how I find them. It's not that fancy. So again, the more you learn, the more you become familiar with some of the Sfarim that are out there. Let's say I'm not familiar. How do I do it? Or a sugya comes up and I want to look into something. I'm learning Mishnayos Le'ilui Nishmas someone, and I want to be able to look into something, but I want to look into it more. How do I find Sfarim in that topic? So I'll tell you what doesn't work. On more obscure Mesechtas, what doesn't work is to go into the average Sfarim store. It doesn't work. You'll go in and say, can I see your Negayim section? So you may discover that many Sfarim stores, their Negayim section is somewhat lacking. Somewhat lacking. That's all you got in Negayim, and it's like, that's it, i.e., like, there is no Negayim. You know, like, there's like a Taro section and whatever it is. So sometimes it's hard to find, like, exactly. Shari Das is great on Zerayim. Sometimes, what can you do? There are Sfarim stores that have more. You could also use online resources that are very helpful. I'll tell you what I do for Para. I go onto Hebrew Books, and I type into the title of Sfarim section. I type in Para. And guess what comes up? Some Sfarim on Para. So what do I do? Let's say 7 Sfarim come up on Para. I wish. I don't know how many are there. Let's say 7 Sfarim come up on Maseches Para. So I'll download those Sfarim. It's free. I then will look at those Sfarim and see what they did in those Sfarim. Some of those Sfarim I'll look at for no more than a minute, and it's clear to me that's not what I'm looking for. It could be it's a great Sefer. Mechab, who wrote it, is the biggest tzaddik in the world, but it's not the Sefer for me. It's a summary of the Rambams and Rushes and Bartanurs on the Mishnayos, which is great, but not for this last approach. Not for this, you know, full thing. But some of them I'll look at and I'll say, wow, that's awesome. It's structured the way I want it to structure. Then you'll read it. When you read it, you'll sometimes say, this is it. This will take me through. It's only Bikurim. This Sefer takes me through Bikurim. It's amazing. It's organized. It's structured. There's great lumdas, great halacha. It's an amazing thing. At times you won't find that. Sometimes you won't find that. But what you will be able to, that's one way, or like Otzer HaChachma, like online resources, or you go to certain Sfarim stores that do have a bit more on that. As an example, I think, I haven't been there in a long time. There was a time, there were some excellent Sfarim stores in Brooklyn. Bigel Eisen, I think they say, is really amazing. But I would say, like Eichler's in Brooklyn, I think, they used to at least have a section that was done by Masechta. Many Sfarim stores don't have that. But it was like the Bracho section. It's like the Oth, you know, is just that. And you get to like some of the more obscure things, like they do have some Sfarim there. You can spend some time looking and finding it. The Otzer we have downstairs, that's what I do. I don't know, I'm giving Sherman Mikvaos. I didn't know Michal Feinstein had Sherman Mikvaos. I knew he had on some other Mishnah, but I didn't know Mikvaos. So I went down to the Otzer and I looked in the Mikvaos section. And guess what? There's like stuff there. Amazing. And if it's Halacha L'Maisa, you'll find even more resources in Halacha L'Maisa. So Parah Aduma and Negayim is going to be harder. Mikvaos is actually easier. It's a Simon and Shulchan Aruch, Simon and Reish Aleph and Yerideya. You have lots of Sfarim on Mikvaos. And if you can find then you can sort of work backwards a little bit. So let's try and chazer what we said as far as, again, practical tips for what you would do. I think that there's 4 things that you would do. If you're learning Mishnayos, and either you want to learn it Be'ian, or you are interested in learning it, something comes up, I'm not learning Mishnayos, something comes up that seems really interesting, what do I do? The first is to utilize the Mefarshim well. The Rosh and the Rambam, the Bar Tanur and Tobas Yontif, Tiferes Yisrael, there are Michal Feinsteins in the Mishnah's Taros, that there are things that are out there that I can learn and I can use to learn a sugya on their own. Number 2, Mesoros HaShas. I'm going to find, looking in the Mefarshim. What are the Gemaras they're talking about? I look there, I learn that Gemara, I learn like any other Gemara sugya. Option number 3, a Mishpat Ner Mitzvah. I'm going to find the Rambam. I'm going to use the Rambam and work off of that. Here's something that's important to know. In some of these things, you know why Rambam is also great for Zerayim? Anyone know why Rambam is awesome for Zerayim? Just want to find the whole sugya? Chaim Kanievsky, Derech Emunah. Chaim Kanievsky put out volumes on Zerayim, Derech Emunah. He wrote it like a Mishnah Brura, Rambam. Some of Achronim, there's a Bir Halacha of longer discussions. It's great for filling in a lot of some basic details. It's great for pointing to some major Mahoktim in Rishonim and Achronim. That's what you do as far as Rambam. Find Gemara, find Rambam. The last thing is to be familiar with Sfarim that are out there. As an example, there are some you'll have a much easier time finding. Shviyas, there are lots and lots of Sfarim on Shviyas. There you'll have a harder time narrowing down which Sfarim to work off of, and you could choose by what you want. If you're interested in Halacha L'Maisa, I have certain Sfarim. If I'm interested in Lambdas, other Sfarim, all Sfar Shemitah. So you have people, Rav Rimon Sefer and Shemitah, which is organized and fantastic, starting from the beginning, can be great. Rav Asher Weiss can be fantastic. Yonke Yosef is fantastic. A lot of Sfarim after that give you summaries of what other people said and can direct you in a very, very meaningful way. Different skills, but being able to find Mekoros as we learn Mishnayos, that can be sometimes very, very helpful. And hopefully this can at least be a little bit of exposure to what happens. For me, in a lot of the shiurim that if I give on those topics, I'll say many shiurim are combinations of all of these things. Many shiurims are looking up the Gemara, some of the Rishonim there, looking up someone that spoke about it that you found that helps direct you to summaries of discussions, looking up Rambams and seeing what's on the Rambam, and using the Mefarsh and the Mishnah. Often it'll be a combination of all of those things. When you put them together, that's how you have the Mekoros, which you need to then be able to analyze, organize the way that we always do whenever we come along and we learn. Again, I hope that this is helpful.